500 metres to go here. But the rider of Iconic Winter still out the irons, Serena Mudley. Have to get back in now. Just about ready to go. All set. Sprinting from the 1,200 metre mark, and after all of that, Iconic Winter took a bobble as the gates opened with a slow away. Must have lost three or four lengths. Winter and Auckland, very alert out the gates, goes off to the immediate lead from Jack's Legacy in second. You should be dancing in Pointer Race handy. Concordia's back along the rails, about four lengths off the leader, then Molten Rock, and Iconic Winter is detached, racing 10 off them now as they reach the top of the elbow, 700 metres to go. It's Winter and Auckland, the leader. You should be dancing, has run up into second. Behind those, Jack's Legacy and Pointer. Then Concordia on the rails, got four lengths to make up with Molten Rock, and Iconic Winter's tailed off. Homeward bound, 450 to go. Winter and Auckland led with You Should Be Dancing. They're going nose and nose at it. Two lengths away to Jack's Legacy. Behind that, Molten Rock, and then came Pointer. Inside the final 250, it's Winter and Auckland. You Should Be Dancing. Between them is Jack's Legacy. Further back to Molten Rock and Pointer. Winter and Auckland continues to roll by two. Jack's Legacy is back in second, but it's Gavlerina here on Winter and Auckland. He'll put it off by 2.5. Jack's Legacy, Pointer rallied for third. Molten Rock, Iconic Winter does run on from the back end. Concordia, further back, You Should Be Dancing. Looks like You Should Be Dancing is actually being pulled out of the race there. Not sure what went wrong, but Winter and Auckland, a confident ride here by Gavin Lorena from a deep draw, took her to the front, and she never looked back. And I'm sure Auckland will be watching the South African rugby later on. For the All Blacks, Winter and Auckland won it comfortably by 2.5. A 1-2 for the Tony Peters stable, because Jack's Legacy has run second. Third will go to Pointer, and fourth to Molten Rock. Look where Iconic Winter comes from. Was tailed off into the home straight, has run fifth. Ahead of You Should Be Dancing in Concordia. So here the closing stages, and in front was Winter and Auckland. It was challenged early by You Should Be Dancing, who seemed to go wrong towards the end of the race. I don't know what happened, but she just faded out badly. And Winter and Auckland, how lucky are these colours? Those of Jamal Farah, another winner for the family. Well done to Jay and to Tony Peter, the Breeders' Drakenstein stud, Winter and Auckland. Now a three-time winner, two of those coming up on the Highveld in Johannesburg. She's by What a Winter out of the Trippy Mare. The ill-fated Trippy unfortunately passed away. The mare was called New Zealand. And that's the topical point for later on this evening in Cape Town.